This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Kurdish officials announced Sunday that Syrian government forces are deploying along the Turkish border to help repel the Turkish military incursion against Syrian Kurds. Kurdish officials announced this on Sunday. This comes as U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper said President Trump ordered all U.S. troops in northern Syria to move south, but not to leave the country. Reuters' David Doyle has more on how the region has already been impacted by military action.
The chaotic situation in northern Syria escalated at the weekend, and heading into the fray, these young Kurds. The Syrian Democratic Forces, or SDF, fighters graduated from their training on Saturday and are now heading to the front line. As they head towards the battle, other soldiers are moving away. The Turkish offensive was triggered after U.S. President Donald Trump withdrew some of the troops deployed to support Kurdish forces in the fight against IS. In a pre-recorded interview on Sunday, Defense Secretary Mark Esper said the U.S. is poised to evacuate all remaining troops, around 1,000 soldiers.
That's Reuters' David Doyle reporting. The U.S. impeachment probe continues to move forward as more details emerge in the complicated probe of whether U.S. President Trump withheld aid to Ukraine in hopes of exacting a political favor from the country's new president. A U.S. ambassador reportedly will testify that President Trump told him there was no quid pro quo arrangement with Ukraine. AP correspondent Mike Kempin.
European Union Ambassador Gordon Sondland is expected to tell Congress that a text message he sent to another envoy saying there was no quid pro quo in the Ukraine interactions was based on what President Trump told him. A person familiar with Sondland's testimony this Thursday before House committees says he'll also say his text was not based on any direct knowledge.